Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
We have to understand how the kingdom operates, and it operates only by faith. Faith is a foundation of a fruitful life. What did the elders say? Who was before us? Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is the foundation of a life of fruitfulness. If your life is going to be fruitful and you flourish, follow me here as we wrap this up and you'll see your God work. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. Look at verse 2. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. How do they get the testimony? By faith. How do they get the testimony? By faith. Anything in the kingdom of God works by faith. Doesn't matter. It works by faith. Everything about God is by faith. Verse 6. Watch this. You got to get this. Verse 6. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. Everything in the kingdom of God operates by faith. God worked by faith. We receive things by faith. So faith is the master key. Faith is the pathway to a fruitful life. So if your life is not fruitful, then you're missing the pathway to it. And you have to come back to the pathway, faith. Faith is the one. Faith is a road. Faith is what leads you to a life of fruitfulness. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Watch this. You get all of this. Faith is the pathway to a fruitful life. We're going to be fruitful. Because once we start bear those fruit, it just multiplies. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcome the world. Okay. And this is the victory that what? Overcome the world. What is this? Our faith. Our faith. So faith is the foundation, the fundamental principle. So it doesn't matter how somebody jump in church. You know, you just be quiet for a while, like Johnny, and observe. Because when it comes back down to earth, let's see. Let's see what it produces. Because we know it's going to be the Word. And you've got to understand it and live it and let it be a part of your life. Faith is the overcomer. Faith overcome the world, overcome every problem in the world, overcome every situation in the world. The key of faith. So he has to know and understand. Watch now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. And this is where I want celebration to be. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in who heard it. This must be the difference at celebration. This must be the difference at celebration. You come here. The gospel is preached here, it's preached there, and it's preached over there, and it's preached over there. But you got to get this far. The gospel that they heard, the same gospel that we hear here, and they heard it there. The difference between the two is that they didn't mix it with faith. So the life cannot be what? Fruitful. As simple as that. If it's not, you cannot, will not. It doesn't work. It has to have faith in it. Faith is it. Faith is the equalizer. Faith is what put us all on the same playground. Faith is the equalizer. From one person, one Christian to another, one believer to another, what is the equalizer? Faith. If we all operate in faith, we all receive. Not some receive and some did not. We all will receive. Now, watch this. Watch this very careful. Faith is not, I agree. Faith is not, I agree. It's not. Because when I tell Johnny, when you tell me, you're going to go in faith now, and you tell me, and I say, I agree. That is just consent. I just say it's consent. It's mental consent. When I agree with you on something, it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do it. It's not necessary mean I'm going to do it. You know, Johnny come to me and he tell me, oh, this plan, lay out this plan. And I says, oh, I agree. I agree, Johnny. And then I go about my business and it's not up to Johnny. And Johnny can go and say, Pastor, agree. But Pastor, not doing it. And so many times, we wait for people to be in agreement. And if they don't agree, we don't do it. But let me tell you this. Number one, they weren't going to do it anyway. You get it? You get it? So, faith is evidence of an action. Faith is the evidence of an action. An action. When you start to do. So when you start to believe what God says and you start to do what God says, then you are in faith. Remember, the scripture says we what? Not sit. It says we walk by faith. We do. Teaching my church here. Not we sit by faith and talk. We what? Walk by faith. So faith is us doing what we see. We start to do what we see. So let's continue building this. Now, the evidence of fruitful life is drawn from two Bible keys. Two Bible keys that open up the door. Two of them. Two Bible keys. Now, in coming in this church, we have the front door, we have the side door. You're going to need keys to come. If you don't have the key to the front door, you can't go in. If you don't have the keys to the side door, you can't go in. So you have to have the keys to get in. You have the building. You know everything is in there. But you can't go in without the keys. So I'm going to give you this here this morning, that a fruitful life, you need these two keys, these two keys. You need the key of understanding. Key of what? Understanding. Without understanding, you can't do anything. So you need a key of understanding to produce fruit. So your life is unfruitful because it lacks understanding. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. In other words, lack of understanding. So they perish. Now let's look. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. So the two keys we're going to use here is the key of faith and the key of understanding. The key of faith and the key of understanding. The key of faith and the key of understanding. I have faith. I have understanding. I have faith to get this, and I get it because I have understanding. So it's not wishing and hoping. See, we're going to get all that out. All right? Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Let's see. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears word and understand it. Who indeed bear fruit and produce some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. All right, there it is. Jesus says, he will receive the seed. I already teach this in this month, that the seed is the what? The word. So he will receive the word, now, and understand it, is the one that produce. So that's what Jesus is saying here. Jesus said, you cannot produce anything that the word says without understanding. That's the teacher there. He says, you will not be able to produce anything that the word says unless you are understand.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Something that no other friend could ever do.